Here's the latest from the Northwest Radio News Network.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Glenn Burns. It's Friday, August 31st, and tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $330 million.
Not one, but four winning tickets for last night's $330 million jackpot in the Mega Millions lottery. None, however, sold in Washington State. There are winners in Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and Texas. A 71-year-old man who claimed to be a decorated Korean War vet pleaded guilty in federal court to lying about his military service to get benefits and to wearing military medals he did not earn. Roy J. Scott of Port Angeles, Washington, pleaded guilty to using the altered military discharge. Oregon's largest natural gas utility plans to cut its rates for the first time in years starting in November. Northwest Natural said the cuts should save residential customers an average of $4.65 a month. I'm Steve Lindsley on the Northwest Radio News Network.
AM 620 KPOJ weather.
Rain possible by late Monday. Showers also likely on Tuesday. We'll keep you posted on that. For today, partly cloudy, high 82. Clear skies tonight, low 57. Partly cloudy on Sunday as the highs top out near 80. Low 80s again Monday. Again, a chance of late day showers. From the Weather Channel, Daniel Banks, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Well, the GOP is out there looking toward the 2008 election. Welcome back to the Russ Belville Show. I'm Radical Russ here at 866-5577-377. Here's something that's been slipping under the radar during this whole Larry Craig issue here. And this is how the GOP is planning to steal the next election. You know, it seems like everything that could go wrong for the GOP has been going wrong for them. The continuing debacle in Iraq, the economy that's doing well. It's doing great if you're in the top 1%, but if you're a working person like me, you've seen your real wages going down over the past 5 years. It's not been going good for the people in New Orleans. I mean, we just had the anniversary of Katrina, and everybody realizes that the government hasn't, you know, the federal government has done nothing to help the people of Katrina, trying to turn their land into, you know, rich developments for, again, for their cronies, for their friends. And then, of course, all these scandals, with Larry Craig and David Vitter and Bob Allen and, you know, Tweaker Ted Haggard and all these different guys. So you'd think that the 2008 election is a lock for the Democratic Party, but not so. If anything that the GOP has proven to us is that they will do anything to win. In the last couple elections, it was caging lists, you know, it was restricting the rights of African Americans and poor people to vote by giving them too few voting machines in their districts. All the shenanigans that are well detailed on such sites as blackboxvoting.org or bradblog.com. You can check it out on the internet. But this latest plan to steal the election, this one isn't so surreptitious. This one's kind of right out there and actually perfectly legal. Problem is, it's just a little unethical. And let me just detail this for you. We won't get too deep into the whole, you know, the nuts and bolts of it. But here's the deal. Y'all know about the Electoral College, right? You know, when we elect a president, our vote for president really doesn't mean a whole lot. Right. The Electoral College, the way it works is that when a state votes for president, all those votes are counted. And then whoever wins that state gets that state's electoral votes. And then the number of electoral votes you have is equal to the number of senators and representatives that you have in Congress. OK, so everybody's got two senators and every state has at least one representative. The small states like Wyoming have one representative. So they got three total electoral votes all the way up to California, which has the most electoral votes, which has two for their senators and then 53 for the 53 congressional districts that are in California. Okay, so that you know that, right? That's the Electoral College. Now, in this Electoral College system, of course, you have to get enough of the majority of electoral votes, 218, I believe, electoral votes, to be able to – no, it's more than that. But anyway, you have to get the majority of the electoral votes in order to win the presidency. And we saw how this was affected our democracy back in 2000. We saw this with the election between George Bush and Al Gore, how Al Gore won the popular vote, but then he lost the electoral vote because he didn't win Florida, or he actually won Florida, but since they stole Florida and the Supreme Court backed them up on it. He got those electoral votes, and Bush was elected despite not having the popular vote. Okay, so we know that the Electoral College system's out there, and it's kind of this old holdover from back in the colonial and the early days of our republic, because the small states felt that the big states would have too much power in picking the president, that because they had so many people in the cities, that all these rural farmers felt that they wouldn't be represented. And then on the other side, so the states, these small states, wanted it to be one vote per state to pick the president. Well, then, of course, the big states complained that that wasn't fair, because then the big states, their vote with all their millions of people would be the same as a small state with just one, you know, vote. So the compromise was this Electoral College. Well, this is an anachronism that has to go, and here's why. The GOP in California is proposing to put an initiative on the ballot in California that would redirect how California appoints its electoral votes. Now, in every state except Maine and New Hampshire, it's winner takes all. If you win the state, you get all their votes, okay? Now, with Maine and New Hampshire, they distribute it by districts. But Maine and New Hampshire are small states, so it really there's not a huge effect in that situation. But with California, and this is, they've already polled on this, and the California voters so far are supporting it, 47% to 35%. They would break it up so that the winner of the state gets two votes, and then the rest of the electoral votes are mandated based on each congressional district's votes for president. In essence, what this would do is it would give the Republicans about 20 of California's electoral votes. So rather than the Democrats, and California is a pretty reliably Democratic state, so when they're doing the math on how to win, on how to win, they will they'll do that by saying, well, we're going to get 55 out of California for sure. Not anymore. Not if this passes. They'll only get about 35 to 33 votes, and then the Republicans will get 20. This is like cutting the state of California into two different states, a Democratic state and a Republican state. Now, when you break this down, the whole Electoral College is a ridiculous system as it is, because when you break it down, California's got about 36 million people. So with their 55 electoral votes, each electoral vote's about 600,000 people or more. In Wyoming, they've got three electoral votes and 500,000 people. So in Wyoming, an elector is worth about 170,000 people. In other words, in Wyoming, an elector is six times more representative than a California elector. Okay? So already the small states are getting far more say in who we elect president. In the current system, if California goes to the Democrat, we get 55 electoral votes for the Democratic Party. In order to make up those 55 votes, the Republicans have to win Wyoming, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Alaska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa to make up that same amount of electoral votes. If they get away with this, they won't have to have all those states, and they are easily going to win. Now, you may think, well, wouldn't that be more fair, though? Wouldn't it be more fair to distribute them by electoral district? Because then that would represent each person, you know, or each district more fairly. Well, yeah, it would be more fair if every state did it. But to have Texas, a Republican state, give all of its electoral votes to the Republicans, but then California give some to the Republicans and some to the Democrats, that's not fair. Only if we did it in all 50 states would it be fair. And even then, it wouldn't be fair. And the reason for that is because the people in charge of the state are in charge of drawing the districts in that state. So we end up with, you know, like in Texas, where it's all gerrymandered like crazy to keep supporting Republican wins. And in fact, I did the math on this. If we had been doing our voting for president like California is trying to do it, where each congressional district gives a vote, in 2000, Bush would have won 228 to 207. And in 2004, Bush would have won 255 to 180. Okay? So, they're going to try to fool you into thinking, well, isn't this fair because it's a more representative of the people? But not when the districts are drawn in such a way to favor Republicans. The only solution to this is to abolish the Electoral College system. Abolish it. It's time for direct elections of our presidents. The opinion of an American corn farmer is just as valid as the opinion of an American movie star. I don't care if you're from Iowa or Hollywood, if you're from Washington, D.C. or Bozeman, Montana, your vote for president should be equal to everyone else's. Now, there's precedent for this. We used to elect governors, we used to allow the governors of our states to elect our senators, to just appoint them, and then we amended our Constitution so that we could popularly elect our senators. So why shouldn't we do that with the Electoral College? Let's amend the Constitution. Let's get this changed so that we have a national election for president with the national vote being what decides our president. This Electoral College, it's a holdover from you know, centuries ago, and now the GOP wants to exploit this loophole to try to steal the 2008 election. So pay attention to that. Check up that on the news. And if you know anyone in California, get a hold of them. Tell them about this situation. Tell them to vote against that initiative. Well, we're going to go to the phones here after we come back from break. Thank you for holding on the line. We'll get back to your call. I got Kevin who's hanging on the line. We'll get to him right after the break. We got more on Larry Craig. So, you know, I was going to change the subject, but sometimes the subject just keeps coming back. It's 42 after the hour. I'm Radical Russ.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
I am not gay. I don't do these kinds of things, and
it doesn't matter. I don't care about sexual preference or anything like that.
I don't go around anywhere hitting on men, and by God, if I did, I wouldn't do it in Boise, Idaho.
I hope you appreciate my openness to all of you.
Senator,
thank you very much.
Senator, what happened in Minneapolis?
Hey, what if you were gay?
Nasty, bad, naughty boy.
Yeah, too much fun here. 46 after the hour. Radical Russ here at the Russ Belville Show. Let's go to the phones at 866-55-77-377. We got Kevin in Brownsville, Oregon, waiting on the line. Kevin, welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, good. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I am a conservative. I'm a Republican. And the Craig situation, I don't defend him at all. And but I do know some gay homosexual people, and I think it's wrong for you guys to say he's hypocritical because of the lifestyle he was leading and the votes he was taking up in Washington.
Okay.
I do know homosexual people that they're not for gay marriage, they're not for civil unions, and they're against hate legislation. They don't believe you can criminalize someone's thoughts.
Okay.
A crime is a crime, and then just one other thing. You guys, you know, the Republicans, I think we do a good job of getting rid of our trash.
You mean like Mark Foley, who was there for 5 months hitting on Pages, and then no one said a thing about it?
Yeah, you got Barney Frank on Pages. You got Ted
Barney Kennedy. Barney Frank had a boyfriend, and he did not realize the boyfriend was running a prostitution scandal.
You guys still rallied behind him
because he never said that. Hold on. We can't be talking over each other here. Barney Frank never tried to pass any laws to stop people from having boyfriends.
No, but see, that's where you guys are going wrong. I mean, Craig wasn't trying to pass legislation saying you can't be homosexual.
Right. Yeah. Here's where you're missing the point, though. We're not going to talk over each other. Don't make me get Sam Jackson. Okay. Now, it's not the gay. See, you're trying to equate this restroom sex with being gay. Gay is bigger. This restroom sex, it's the public sex. It's the perversion of trying to seek out sex in public that we have the problem with. If he wants to meet guys privately and take them back to his house and do whatever, that's great. That's fine. Do what you want to do. But and then as far as these gay people, these supposed gay people, you know, that are against gay marriage, against civil unions, against getting hate crimes laws passed. Yeah, that's true. There's all sorts of people that are self-loathing and don't want to support themselves. I mean, Clarence Thomas used affirmative action to get himself to the Supreme Court and then voted against the affirmative action. So, I mean, there's plenty of people that hate themselves.
Well, getting back to the Republicans getting rid of their trash, you know, Craig is now gone, and the majority of our trash is gone. But, you know, you got Ted Kennedy of Chappaquiddick. I mean, he killed a woman. No one said a word. They just kept reelecting him. And you got Barney Frank. Yeah, he had a boyfriend, but you know what? He was underage, and if it would have been a heterosexual relationship, he would have been charged with rape.
All right, well, let's go back to this idea of the trash here. You're talking about taking out the trash. Let's just go back. Let's set the Wayback Machine all the way to 1982 on this one.
On at least one occasion, a certain official in the House invited several Pages out to his house where cocaine and hashish and marijuana were freely available to the Pages.
The names of congressmen alleged to be involved in the scandal have remained secret, but Idaho Republican Congressman Larry Craig, concerned that his name had been implicated, issued a public denial.
Persons who are unmarried, as I am, by choice or by circumstance, have always been the subject of innuendos, gossip, and false accusations. I think this is despicable.
Well, so we've for 25 years, we've been knowing that this guy's been involved in, and possibly with these cocaine and these underage pages. So he's been around for 25 years. We didn't get rid of the trash there.
Well,
we have Mark. We have Mark Fuller. We have Mark. We have Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please continue. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.
All right, so allow me to retort here. We have Mark Foley, who is in, who everyone knows was hitting on mail pages through the congressional email systems, and the Republicans were well aware of that and continued to allow him to serve. So, you know, if you want to play that card, I can just dig into the database here and just dig up six or seven Republicans that served for quite a long time, and the Republicans never said anything about it until they got caught, until they were embarrassed by the scandal. So don't let the people fool you with that one. Kevin and all these guys are going to try to fool you with this stuff. Let's go to David in Salem, Oregon. David, you're on the Russ Belville Show.
Hi, Russ. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Russ, I'm a Republican also, but I agree with you about this hypocrisy issue. You know, what really concerns me is, you know, I look at individuals like, you know, Larry Craig or Mark Foley or David Vitter, and you know, the poll's still out in Vitter. Vitter has harmed the Republican Party. Mark Foley harmed the Republican Party, and many of us conservative Christians who love everybody, including homosexual people, he was an embarrassment by the leadership of the Republican Party because they didn't deal with him.
Absolutely, David. And, you know, I appreciate you calling in with that because, you know, a lot of my family, they're Republican, they're Christian, they're conservative, and we can have these discussions about what's the nature of the commons or the economic realities in America, what would be our best foreign policy, but it keeps getting distracted by just a few, and I'm not going to peg all Republicans with this, but a few of the leadership that continues to do these politics of personal moral values. I read somewhere they said, this is more a case for God to deal with than a case for us to deal with here. You know, if you believe that kind of stuff, then Craig has to answer for his deal, you know, in the afterlife or whatever. But let's stick to politics being about the issues that matter. Sorry that I have to cut you off a little bit, but we are running up against the clock. This is the Russ Belville Show. Oh, welcome back. 20 after the hour. Hey, that was an interesting call we had there right before the break. Theodore in Portland, Oregon brings up an interesting idea. Is it hypocritical for Democrats out there to be, you know, calling out the hypocrisy of the Republicans on this one when there are a few skeletons in some Democratic closets? You know, I had one on a blog the other day that was bringing up the Republican or the Democrat from Louisiana, William Jefferson. You remember this guy, William Jefferson, he had, they caught him with $90,000 worth of cash in his freezer, and all sorts of ethics investigations going on around that, and they said, see, Democrats do bad things too, see? Well, yeah, it's true, we all do bad things. The thing is, though, the Democrats aren't the ones going out there telling everyone else that they're bad for doing bad things, and then doing the same bad things themselves. Okay? It's not as if, you know, William Jefferson was trying to invoke some sort of constitutional amendment that would define banking as one freezer and a bunch of cash, right? Just like these Republicans are all for this one man, one woman gay marriage thing, anti-gay marriage thing, and then come out and, you know, turn out to be, you know, getting gay sex on their own. They want to deny to others what they want to enjoy for themselves. But again, you know, like I told you, I'm pretty new to Oregon. I only moved here in 2003. So if any Oregonians out there listening have some good tips or good points about that whole, well, all that stuff that Theodore is bringing up, I'd love to hear it. The phone number here is 866-55-77-377. And I want to turn to another story kind of along the same lines here. And this comes out of Iowa. You may not have caught this, or maybe you did. But in Iowa, one of the circuit judges out there, state judge out there in Iowa, declared that the state's anti-gay marriage amendment was unconstitutional, or no, that their ban, excuse me, they don't have an amendment yet, but their ban was unconstitutional, which opened the door then for gay couples to apply for marriage licenses in the state of Iowa. And sure enough, one couple, a couple of gentlemen, did manage to get their license registration in and get it certified by the state. And so now Iowa has an official gay married couple in the state of Iowa. Now there's been an injunction, and the Supreme Court of Iowa is going to take this up. And so they made an injunction that said, okay, no more licenses until we get this all sorted out. But in the meantime, Iowa has a gay married couple. And so what I want to know about is this. Is this finally going to be the end of the whole gay boogeyman? You know, this is, you know, they trotted this out around 2000. They trotted out the gay boogeyman in 2000. And in 2002, they had all those anti-gay amendments on various state ballots to try to drive up the base, you know, the evangelical base to come out and vote. And 2004, of course, did the same thing. In 2006. Do you think this has probably run out the clock on the whole anti-gay thing, the whole gay bashing thing? I certainly hope so. I'm hoping that we can get some sort of silver lining out of this cloud that's come over the state of Idaho. So to quote Larry Craig there, you know, the sad thing is these guys, you know, they demonize the gay people and they say the gay people can't get married, and they keep insinuating that there's something bad with homosexuality. And in doing so, they create the atmosphere that requires them to be closeted and requires them to be on the down low. And it's just this self-fulfilling, this cycle of hatred, of self-hatred that keeps going around and around and around and around. And boy, I hope cases like this can finally do something to stop it. I mean, if it's not, you know, Larry Craig getting caught in the loo, it's, you know, it's Bob Allen from Pennsylvania out there getting caught in the bathroom. This Coy Privette out of North Carolina, a retired Baptist minister, pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting prostitution. Diaper Dave Vitter, you know, he was there, you know, soliciting prostitutes. You know, the whole family values thing is a sham. It's always been a sham because they couldn't actually be standing up for marriage. You know, they always wanted to say, you know, gay marriage is going, it attacks the sanctity of marriage. It attacks the sanctity of marriage. When the things that really attack the sanctity of marriage are infidelity, divorce, and our economy that is causing couples to have to, you know, that are going bankrupt and fighting over money. We've got the, you know, problems in our schools that are making it so the kids, you know, are you know, not getting the education they need. All of these things attack the sanctity of marriage and the sanctity of the American family. But no. You can't have the Republicans coming out against adultery. No, you got too many of them that are well-known adulterers. I mean, you got John McCain, who was committing an adulterous affair. Rudy Giuliani, who moved his mistress into his wife's house before they were even divorced and announced in a press conference. That's how Donna Hanover found out that they were going to be getting divorced, is from a live press conference. He didn't have he wasn't even man enough to talk to her in private first. Right. And Newt Gingrich. Oh, let's talk about Newt Gingrich with his two divorces and two different affairs and how he broke up with his wife on her medical bed while she was recovering from cancer. I mean, this is your family values party. And they have to do this. They have to do this because Republicans can't win a fair fight. Republicans, the GOP, the conservative mentality is not the mentality of most of the people of the United States, of either moderates or liberals or greens or progressives or most of the United States. There's a good reason Bush is stuck at about a 25 to 30% approval rating, because that's the baseline. That's the base of those, you know, hypocritical evangelicals out there that'll keep supporting this guy, as well as the haves and the have-mores, like he said earlier, you know, your multimillionaires and billionaires supporting him. What about us? What about the people? What about our issues? They continue to bring this stuff up to distract us from our issues in order to divide us against one another by religion, divide us against one another by race, divide us against one another by class, setting the middle class against the poor so that we don't notice them ripping us off, so we don't notice them sacking the treasury and turning this country back into a feudal state, back into some sort of robber baron paradise. So if this issue with Larry Craig manages to crack that wall just a little bit, then it's all for the best. It's all good. I'm glad it happened. Well, we're going to keep going on here with some more stories because there's more to life than just Larry Craig. Although, you know, I got to admit, being from Idaho, I had to spend some time on that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how the Republicans are planning to steal the next election. That's right. Don't think they've been resting on their laurels this whole time. They've got a pretty good plan, and it looks like it might come to fruition to steal the 2008 presidential election. Also, we've got some audio from the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, in concert, displaying more of those GOP family values. More of that wonderful, loving, caring, compassionate, conservative values out there. So come on back after the news. This is the Russ Belville Show. You can reach us at 866-5577-377 or by email at radicalruss.com.
AM 620 KPOJ weather.
The possibility of rain as early as Monday evening, but for now, the weekend is yours to enjoy. Partly cloudy throughout the afternoon, highs topping out near 82, plenty of stargazing opportunities this evening, lows dropping back to 57, partly cloudy near 80 on Sunday. From the Weather Channel, Danielle Banks, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
I'm taking off, Ma.
Hey, wait a minute, sweetie, where are you going?
I'm going to head over to Johnny's house. His parents are out of town, they left a bunch of beer in the fridge, so we're gonna get totally wasted, go for a cruise, crash into a telephone pole. You'll never see me alive again, okay?
All right, sweetie.
This is Senior Trooper Peggy Bishop with the Oregon State Police. Alcohol-related crashes involve drivers of all ages. We know you don't talk this way, so don't act this way. Please don't drink and drive, and help us make our highways safe.
620KPOJ.com. Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ, now the Russ Belville Show, streaming at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ. This is the Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Labor Day weekend. I'm Radical Russ, your Red State refugee, coming at you from the free speech zone we call America up here in the upper left corner, a little town we call Rose City, Portland, Oregon. Glad to have you here. Our phone number today is 866-5577-377. That's 866-557-7377. It's been one heck of a week. Oh boy, let me tell you, this has been a lot of fun for me. Wednesday morning, I got to be the guest host on the Bill Press Show, the nationally syndicated number one progressive morning talk radio show in the nation. So big thanks to the folks at the Bill Press Show for having me on. That was a lot of fun. Had plenty to talk about this week, being that I'm a guy from Idaho originally, and I also tend to write for a gay and lesbian blog from time to time, so you can only imagine what I might have been talking about during that show. But I know many of you, like me, you work a full-time job for a living, and so you don't always have time to catch up on the newspaper or the evening news. So, at the top of the hour, I always help you catch up on the week's hottest news topics with
The Week in 90 Seconds.
Bush's brain, Karl Rove, serves his last day as a member of the Cheney-Burton maladministration.
Thank you all very much for coming out today.
Okay. White House spokesbot Tony Snow announces his retirement in September.
I am not gay. I don't do these kind of things. I don't care about sexual preference or anything.
Okay.
Like
yeah. Senator John Warner of Virginia announces he won't run for re-election.
I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men.
God, you'd think there'd be something else to talk about. Alberto Gonzalez resigns to spend more time wiretapping and torturing his family.
I don't seek activity in bathrooms.
All right, let's try this. College football season begins with Boise State University maintaining the country's longest current win streak.
I don't go around anywhere hitting on men, and by God, if I did, I wouldn't do it in Boise, Idaho.
Okay. The world remembers the 10-year anniversary of the death of Princess Diana.
I don't hit on any men.
All right. America remembers the 2-year anniversary of George W. Bush's vacation during Hurricane Katrina.
I'm a fairly wide guy.
George W. Bush asks for another $50 billion for their Iraq quagmire.
I don't do those things.
Okay, well, a judge in Iowa declares anti-gay marriage amendments unconstitutional, and one gay couple marries before a licensing can be suspended pending an appeal.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been
okay,
gay.
Okay, okay, okay already. You're not gay. We get it. Oh. Well, you know, all the oxygen in the room has been sucked up by this whole Larry Craig scandal. And I gotta tell you, as a boy from Idaho who writes for a gay blog, this is like manna from heaven for me. Oh yeah, keep it coming, keep it coming. And in fact, we're going to have an exclusive here on the Russ Belville Show. We're going to be going live at the bottom of this hour in about 20 minutes. Senator Larry Craig, Republican of the Minneapolis Airport Bathroom, is going to be giving his press conference live in Boise, Idaho, and we'll be covering it here at the Russ Belville Show. We'll have the audio up for you. So, yeah, so that's our topic for the day, at least one of our topics, and probably a large chunk of the day. And, you know, one of the things I want to touch on as far as this Larry Craig case goes is how so easily distracted we get by these scandals in our news. You know, we have all these other stories, you know, the Hurricane Katrina, the 2-year anniversary, and we've got, you know, the continuing war in Iraq. And yet we get distracted by these cases of personal, you know, these personal infidelities and such. And, well, I'm going to be distracted by it today. I'm afraid I can't resist. I mean, being a guy from Idaho, I just can't resist this. So if you're looking for the serious news day, well, it's Labor Day weekend. Let's take a break from it a little bit here. We've even got some phone calls coming in already. So if you've got some Larry Craig stuff you want to talk about, we can get it all out here today. The phone number is 866-5577-377. Let's go out to Mark out in Oregon on the phone line. Mark, welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
Hey, Russ. I understand that Diebold is introducing a new line of voting machines in Idaho.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. You go into the booth and tap your foot twice to vote Republican. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's great. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the joke. I appreciate that there. Yeah, you know, as we were going through this, this was a thing that really kind of caught me about this story that was just, you know, we've all kind of known that there's such a thing as this, you know, what they call it tea room sex. That's where they get that's the name they get for it there is tea room sex. And it has to do with, you know, being in the men's room and trying to solicit for some anonymous, you know, something, right? Well, who knew that there was such a huge, you know, like, system to it, you know? That's the thing that amazes me is there's this whole, you know, codified way of attracting attention and trying to get the other man to notice you and all that. And there's this signal, you got to tap your foot, you got to do this. I mean, you know what? Let's just go to the police report. I've got the police report here from the Minneapolis police report. Let's just go over this, you know, one more time to remember what we're talking about here. Oh, yeah. I could see Craig look through the crack in the door from his position. Craig would look down at his hands, fidget with his fingers, and then look through the crack into my stall again. Craig would repeat this cycle for about 2 minutes. My experience has shown that individuals engaging in lewd conduct use their bags to block the view from the front of the stall. From my seated position, I could observe the shoes and ankles of Craig, seated to the left of me. At 12:16 hours, Craig tapped his right foot. I recognize this as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. Craig tapped his toes several times and moved his feet closer to my foot. I moved my foot up and down slowly. While this was occurring, the male in the stall to the right was still present. I could hear several unknown persons in the restroom that appeared to use the restroom for its intended use. The presence of others did not seem to deter Craig as he moved his right foot so that it touched the side of my left foot, which was within my stall area. I could see Craig had a gold ring on his ring finger hand, and his hand was on my side of the divider. Yeah, who knew that there was this whole system? I mean, if anything, from this whole incident, we've all learned a really, really great lesson on how people cruise for pervy anonymous sex, haven't we? And I want to make a point about this, too. a lot of people have been making the point about this being the whole gay sex issue and Larry Craig being a hypocrite, you know, how he's voted against the, you know, he stood for the Idaho anti-gay amendment and he was for the federal anti-gay marriage amendment and he doesn't want to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He doesn't want to, add hate crime protection to people for sexual orientation. So, yeah, the rank and file hypocrisy of the Republican Party on stage for everyone to see. But that's no surprise, really. I mean, there's so many of them out there now. It's almost a cliche. I mean, you got your Ted Haggard out there, you know, Tweaker Ted with his meth and his soliciting, you know, for male prostitutes. And funny thing about Tweaker Ted, he was just in the news this week too. He was out asking the flock for money, telling everyone that yeah, he's recovered now, he's not gay anymore, and he wants to do the Lord's work. So, yeah, that went over like a lead balloon. We got your David Vitter, you know, being caught with with prostitutes. The rumors of him, you know, being into a diaper fetish. We got your Bob Allen. Remember this Bob Allen out of Florida, the representative out of Florida, who was caught soliciting sex from a male undercover cop in Florida who happened to be African-American, and his defense, Bob Allen's defense, was the big black buck defense. That's right. Bob Allen came out and said, well, I was scared. There was this big black guy coming in, and I thought he was going to rob me, so I figured I'd just better, you know, play it cool and try to get my way out of it. And yeah, right, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, the big black buck defense. I mean, the depths to which this self-loathing, family values Republican Party will sink, I mean, we have plumbed the depths, and nobody can be happier about it than me. I've been screaming about this for years, that, you know, the lady doth protest too much, methinks. You know, it's whenever you get these people that are coming out there.
Let me be clear.
Yeah.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
I don't hit on any men. I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men. I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men.
Have you been successful in these bathrooms here before?
I go to that bathroom regularly in the morning.
I mean, for any type of other activity.
No, absolutely not. I don't seek activity in bathrooms.
Yeah, the ones that protest the loudest. I mean, if you want to know what somebody thinks about homosexuality, or about gay marriage, or whether or not they're gay themselves, just ask them what their positions are on, you know, these gay issues. And the more virulently they're against it, well, that's just a little sign, isn't it? That's just something telling you something, doesn't it? Well, we got plenty more of the Larry Craig here thing. I'm going to come back with a little bit of audio from, you remember Tucker Carlson, the guy who used to wear the bow tie, the little conservative? He's on MSNBC now, spouting his conservative garbage out there. I got some Tucker Carlson audio. You get to learn what a big, strong, you know, family values, macho kind of guy that Tucker Carlson is. And so we got that audio. I've also got some uncovered audio from my home state in Boise, Idaho. You know, you've been hearing a lot of this Larry Craig stuff, but the national media outlets haven't picked up on some of this Idaho Statesman investigation, where they were asking him all sorts of questions about his past and the denial and the Freudian slips, and all of this keeps coming out from Larry Craig, you know.
Thank you all very much for coming out today.
So we're going to get to all of that and more. And don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, right after the news, we're going to be turning live to the Larry Craig press conference in Boise, Idaho. This is the Russ Belville Show.
You're tuned to the Russ Belville Show, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. This is the Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
I'm not gay, and I don't cruise, and I don't hit on men.
I don't seek activity in bathrooms.
I don't hit on any men.
I don't do those things.
6 after the hour. Hey, Radical Russ back here at the Russ Belville Show. We've got that audio now. Breaking news. That's right. Breaking news here on the Russ Belville Show. Senator Larry Craig, Republican of Idaho, my former senator, has just announced he will retire effective September 30th. Let's go to the audio here. This is the official resignation announcement from Senator Craig.
It is with sadness and deep regret that I announce that it is my intent to resign from the Senate effective September 30th.
Oh, yeah. So there you have it.
Leave us exit stage left.
Yeah, there we go. No more Senator Craig. Nice to see you there, Larry. Don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out there. Yeah, this is not a sad story as far as I'm concerned. You know, good riddance to bad rubbish. You know, these anti-gay Republicans that have been, foaming at the mouth since 2000 here to bring up all of these politics of personal destruction and getting involved in demonizing the gay people so they can win the votes of their conservative base. Let's go on to the next clip. This is Senator Larry Craig apologizing to all the people he's hurt, starting with his family.
To Idahoans, I represent, to my staff, my Senate colleagues, but most importantly, to my wife and my family, I apologize for what I have caused.
Mm-hmm. Apologize to the people of Idaho. Well, not the gay people in Idaho. Yeah, not the gay people in Idaho who would love nothing more than to, be protected under federal hate crime statutes that you voted against. You know, the gay people in Idaho who would like to be able to support their family members with their, adoption rights and with their spousal visitation rights and inheritance that you opposed when you opposed gay marriage and you set up a anti-gay marriage amendment in Idaho and supported the federal anti-gay marriage amendment. Not the gay citizens of Idaho who would like nothing better than to honorably serve their country in our military that you fought against, repealing the don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, Larry Craig, apologies to the people of Idaho, except for those gay ones, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go to the next clip. This is our next clip, Larry Craig, apologizing to the state of Idaho.
I apologize to the people of our great state for being unable to serve out a term to which I have been elected.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for not being honest with the people who elected you. You know, that's all. This is one of the things I want to point out about Idahoans. Okay, you know, I keep making a point about how Idaho is this very conservative, don't ask, don't tell type of state. Okay, and I'm telling you, if you think the GOP closet is a walk-in closet anywhere else, it's the whole dang mansion in Idaho. Okay, there's a lot of self-repressed loathing, and outside of the metro areas of, say, Boise, Idaho, and maybe Sun Valley area, and maybe up in the college towns up north. But other than that, you get out to rural Idaho, and being even thought of as gay can be a death sentence to some people. You know, little story from my background. I went to school in Nampa, Idaho, which is just outside of Boise. And when I was coming up, this was 1984, and I had a good friend named Guy, who, littler guy, he's like 5'6", maybe 130 pounds soaking wet, a smaller framed guy. This was when cheerleading was starting to become a big deal, and they were starting to have all the stunt teams and the acrobatics, and you could see it coming through California and in the South and the East Coast. All these high school cheerleading teams were beginning to have men on their cheerleading teams to do the more advanced stunts, because you need the strength, to lift the women and throw them and all that. So my friend Guy tried out for the very first men's cheerleading squad at my high school, Nampa High School. Him and three other guys became the first male cheerleaders at my high school. And man, what they had to go through to deal with this, to deal with all the homophobia that was thrown at them, and to make matters more complicated. My friend Guy, this was also during the 80s when we were doing weird things to our hair. And I don't know if you remember a band called Berlin, but there was a singer from Berlin, and she colored her hair blonde with black just at the tips. Well, my friend Guy, he went and colored his hair. He had black hair and colored it blonde at the tips. And I literally two or three times had to come to his rescue from people that were willing to throw down, that were willing to beat him up just for being a male cheerleader and having a different hairstyle. And this is what, people, gay people and people with all sorts of identities go through every day. And it's people like Larry Craig that demonize them for political purposes. So good riddance to Larry Craig. We got more Larry Craig clips, but let me go to the phones here. I got someone who's hanging on patiently. Theodore in Portland, Oregon has a comment for us. Welcome to the Russ Belville Show. Oh, Theodore, are you there? Theodore, oh boy, we're having trouble getting Theodore. Okay, Theodore,
sure.
Yeah, Theodore, welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
What I want to know is why are you being so hard on a guy that just wanted to squeeze somebody else's Charmin?
You know, because you know the rule, you don't squeeze the Charmin. That's the rule. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, Theodore,
you're from Idaho.
Theodore, do you think this is going to finally maybe, you know, get some people, especially some of those more religious people, you think they're finally going to see through this ruse?
Well, I don't know. I guess his wife couldn't even see through the ruse now, I think that it would be, since I'm not a Democrat, but I think it would be better for you guys, you on the other side, or really I'm in the middle, I'm a independent, but why doesn't he just announce that he's moving to West Hollywood and he's going to become a Democrat for Idaho for the last year and he's going to open a porn shop?
Well, yeah, that would be the assumption that all us Democrats live in West Hollywood and have porn shops. But, you know, the reason he couldn't do that is because he can't be honest with himself. He can't be honest with who he is. I mean, I've been hearing these people coming out and trying to paint the Democrats and saying, well, you know, Jerry Studs had this, you know, affair with a 17-year-old and Barney Frank had prostitution coming out of his office. Yeah, 30 years ago. You know, since then?
But, Russ, I mean, let's not, you don't point the finger at other people before you admit that you guys are hypocrites when Ted Kulongoski covers for Goldschmidt being a pedophile, raping a 14-year-old girl, and everybody in the Democratic Party or Democrat Party or whatever covers for him for 25 years. That is hypocrisy.
Well, now that's another story. I was never covering for anybody, so you can't pin that on me. If you want to pin that on some other people, go ahead, but that's not me.
And then, you know, Wu wrestles some girl at Stanford down to the ground and sucks her face. And yet Packwood doing the same thing with a grown woman that's over 18, he gets run out of town by again Republicans.
Yeah. Now how first of all, I you know, a lot of these stories that you're bringing up is stuff that you know, I'm pretty new to Oregon, so as far as the local Oregon politics, you know, I don't have the details on that. But what I want to know is this: is were any of these people that you're bringing up trying to create laws that would discriminate against what they were doing at the time?
Well, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, okay.
I really don't know. I'm at a loss on that one.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Think to me, it's not the sexual acting out, you know, that I have such the issue with. It's that issue of trying to demonize somebody for something that you're already doing. It's not like, you know, this Goldschmidt or whatever you were going to bring up that, you know, Kulongoski was trying to, you know, demonize other people at the same time of whatever he was doing. It's the hypocrisy and it's the demonization that I've got a problem with. But thank you for your opinion. Theodore, I appreciate that call. Let's end up the Larry Craig press conference here. This is Craig's final rationalization for why he was going to leave the Senate.
To pursue my legal options as I continue to serve Idaho would be an unwanted and unfair distraction of my job and for my Senate colleagues.
Yeah, it would definitely be an unfair distraction for the Senate from the important GOP work of filibustering every single bill that we try to get through the Congress at this point. Yeah, that might be part of it, or you know, might distract them from covering up for, you know, Alberto Gonzalez or one of those guys out there, or it might distract them from sucking up to President Bush so that they can continue to fund this illegal war and occupation in Iraq. Yeah, it could be a little distracting. I'd have to admit that. 16 after the hour. This is Radical Russ at the Russ Belville Show. We're coming back with your calls at 866-5577-377.
You're tuned to the Russ Belville Show. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. Is the Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Oh, yeah, 22 after the hour. Welcome back to the Russ Belville Show. Oh, yes, we're having a lot of fun this week. You know, as a guy from Idaho, I'm a former young Republican too, back from Idaho, back in the day. Because, well, don't blame me. I mean, when you're born in Idaho, they kind of just issue you a sack of potatoes, a Book of Mormon, and your Republican card. So, you know, it wasn't my fault. I was just a kid. You know, once I got some education and some sense, of course, I changed parties. So the story that's been sucking up all the, well, let's put this a different way. The story that has been taking all the oxygen out of the room this week, of course, has been this story of Senator Larry Craig, the Republican from Idaho.
The whole world's gone gay.
Yeah, it can seem like that sometimes. But as we're talking about this story, the fallout from it has also been interesting. And if you want to get in on the discussion here, the phone number here is 866-557-377. That's 866-557-7377. I wanted to talk about Tucker Carlson for a second here. Tucker Carlson's the guy used to wear the bow tie, the young conservative guy who's on MSNBC political commentary shows. He was on this show with Dan Abrams the other day on MSNBC, and they're discussing the Craig case. Dan Abrams, Joe Scarborough, you know, the guy whose intern died under mysterious circumstances. Yeah, Joe Scarborough, and so they're all discussing this issue. And Tucker relates this story from when he was in high school, how he was approached in a bathroom, you know, because they were saying, you know, Abrams and Scarborough were saying, well, who knew this ever happened? Who ever knew there was such this secret gay code in the restrooms if you want to get anonymous sex? Well, apparently, Tucker's kind of aware of it because he said back in school, he was approached in a men's room. And when he was approached by this guy, he doesn't just, you know, say, well, no, thank you, or, you know, push, you know, just get away from the guy. He gets away from the guy. And then here's what his, you know, enlightened, conservative, compassionate Christian self did in that situation.
Actually, Tucker, what did you do, by the way? What did you do when he did that?
I went back with someone I knew and grabbed the guy by this, you know, and grabbed him. And
did what?
Hit him against the skull with his head, actually.
Yeah, that's really funny. Gay bashing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hilarious. You can't, you know, these guys, with this idea, this whole macho pride thing, feeling like they have to take, you know, some sort of form of violence against someone who they're not sexually attracted to. I mean, you don't beat up a woman you're not attracted to if she hits on you. What's the point of beating up a guy who hits on you that you're not attracted to? I mean, it just shows that whole, you know, low-class Republican, you know, GOP mindset, you know, the bullies, this whole macho thing that they got going on. It's just ridiculous. Now he had come out and clarified the statement. He said that, well, we didn't do that. We just went out and got somebody and had this guy arrested. But, you know, I got to take him at his word for the first one there. Let's go to the phones now. We've got Mike in Vancouver, Washington, who's been patiently hanging on the line. Mike, thanks for hanging on. You're welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Russ. Yeah, I just wanted to point out a couple things. I know you brought up David Vitter, and lest people think that Republicans are being the great defenders of virtue and ethics of behavior in the Senate. There's more about Vitter, this contrast between the two. Never mind the fact that his case, his well-publicized case involved female prostitutes, and never mind that he comes from a state with a Democratic governor, versus Craig, who comes from one of the reddest states in the country, so they can feel fairly well assured that he'll get replaced with another Republican.
Absolutely,
senator.
Mike. Absolutely. You win the nail on the head award for today. Absolutely. That's this the total hypocrisy of this, them trying to stand up and saying they're all for family values in this. But when, you know, for some reason, when you try to cruise for anonymous sex with a man in a restroom, that's bad. But if you cruise for anonymous sex by paying money to a woman, that's okay.
Right. There's actually one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
That somehow is going so ignored. You know, a lot of our Congress members, you know, both in the House and the Senate, have you know, made their trips over to the Middle East during the recess. And one thing that is a big no-no is to publicize that ahead of your trip. You can talk all about it, talk all you want. Once you come back, you're not
right.
Going to say a thing. He released an announcement to the local press in Louisiana. As he was leaving.
Mm, yeah, that's right. A lot of people didn't catch that. Thank you very much, Mike, for your call. I appreciate that. Yeah, this David Vitter thing. Let me go to a clip here on Vitter.
Social institutions like marriage, community, church, faith communities. We need to realize just how central those sorts of institutions are. and how important they are in terms of influencing behavior in our society, good behavior and bad behavior.
Yeah, they're all about the family values, aren't they?
Knowing Governor Mitt Romney is knowing somebody who first and foremost has very strong family values. That's something I grew up with and believe in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, it's these family values Republicans, but, you know, this family values thing has always been a ruse. It's always been, you know, to shock the troops by, you know, scaring them with the gay boogeyman so that they'll come out to vote. But never do they want to step up and really protect marriage by, you know, protecting marriage from divorce, protecting marriage from adultery. The Republican Party has three serial adulterers as their lead candidates. Remember when they made a big hullabaloo about Clinton, you know, and his possible adultery? They've got three. You know, they got McCain and Giuliani and these guys that have had these multiple marriages. It's just ridiculous. When we come back, we will have the Larry Craig press conference live from Boise, Idaho, here on the waves, and your phone calls at 866-5577-377, or send me an email, radicalruss@gmail.com.
And I'll kill you.
Yeah. 46 after the hour, that's of course Francis from the movie Stripes. Voicing the same type of sentiment that Tucker Carlson said the other day on his MSNBC show. And we're back here at the Russ Belville Show, 46 after the hour. We're still chopping up some of the audio from the recently concluded Larry Craig press conference, rented lips, excuse me. So we'll have that on the air here in just a second. I wanted to touch on this quote here. This was off of Real Time with Bill Maher the other day, and Barney Frank, the Democratic lawmaker, representative from Massachusetts, openly gay lawmaker, makes the point perfectly.
And I think there's a right to privacy, but the right to privacy should not be a right to hypocrisy. And people who want to demonize other people shouldn't then be able to go home and close the door and do it themselves.
Absolutely. That's the nail on the head from Barney Frank. Now, let's go to the phones at 866-5577-377. We got Larry from the state capital of Oregon, Salem, Oregon, on the line. Larry, welcome to the Russ Belville Show.
Hi, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Larry. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I wanted to say that, by and large, Republicans are by and large. But,
let's get that one there. Sorry, Pee Wee Herman's in the studio today. Go ahead, Larry.
So anyway, this whole thing about people not knowing that this is going on, shocked that this is going on in restrooms. I'm a professional driver. I see, you know, graffiti on bathroom walls all the time. And, you know, if you don't know what's going on, then I don't know where you've been, but it's...
Yeah, good point with that, Larry. My background, I'm, you know, originally a professional musician. All through the 90s, I was traveling all over the Pacific Northwest with various bands. And yeah, we heard those rumors of certain truck stops and certain things, you know, certain places you didn't want to be, you know, late at night or whatever. What I was shocked about, though, was this code, this whole foot tapping, you know, brushing your hand on the stall code and putting the bag in the front of the stall. I mean, that's the thing that kind of amazed me about the whole story.
Yeah, I got a great idea for a cartoon. It would be Larry Craig and the Republican toilet stall cloggers.
Yeah, good point. Well, thanks, Larry. Appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in on 866-5577-377 here. Yeah, there's that. And you know, the GOP closet these days, man, we've just had so many of these cases. This Bob Allen, and we had the Ed Schrock, representative from Pennsylvania. There was telephone calls where he was calling gay sex lines, you know, and hooking up with all of that. And, you know, and of course, we can't forget Jeff Gannon, a.k.a. James Guckert, the gay male prostitute who was in the office there, or in the White House press corps. And you know, we even go back to Karl Rove, Turd Blossom there, Bush's brain, who just left yesterday. And, you know, his stepfather was a gay man as well. And, you know, I was reading one of the conspiracy theories on one of the blogs, you know, just for fun the other day. And they were saying, wouldn't it be an interesting conspiracy if really all these GOP closet cases were actually Democrats, were actually gay Democrats who'd gone undercover as Republicans so that they could get caught in these scandals, so they could tear down the whole, you know, family values and splinter the base of the Republican Party. Well, Yeah, interesting conspiracy theory, but I just don't think any of us on this side have that kind of skill at deception, you know, of living these fake lives, living in the closet like that. And you know what? If someone wants to live in the closet, fine, you know, more power to them. Like I said, this is private life. If you want to portray yourself as being, you know, whatever, you know, a straight married guy, and then on the side be, you know, engaging in gay sexual activities, that's fine. You know, I'm for that. Whatever you want to do, whatever floats your boat, that's between you and your, you know, supreme deity and your wife, and however you want to arrange it, that's fine. Where I draw the line is in public bathrooms. Can't have this going on in public where, you know, kids are going to, you know, run into it or see it or whatever. And you can't, you know, advocate, you know, one position of being against gay rights and then simultaneously be engaging in those kind of activities. This cycle has to stop. And that's what I'm hoping for from this whole issue, is that this cycle of demonizing the gay people will come to an end. You know, Larry Craig, the only reason that he was trolling around for anonymous sex is because that's all he could do. Right? That's the only way he could fulfill that part of his sexual being. I mean, let me tell you something. I grew up in Idaho. Idaho is very, very conservative. We're talking an entire don't ask, don't tell state, okay? And growing up there, you could face all sorts of harassment and violence just for, you know, just expressing who you are. So it's no surprise that Larry Craig was living this closeted life. Now, we got more audio. Like I said, we Ricky Champagne, our board op, is still chopping up the audio. Apparently it was kind of choppy coming off the video feed. So we'll have that up here on the air in just a few minutes. We're still taking your calls at 866-55-77-377. That's 557-7377. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're tuned to the Russ Belville Show. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. This is the Russ Belville Show.
Thank you all very much for coming out today.
I tend to spread my legs when I lower my pants so they won't slide.
Okay.
55 after the hour, Russ Belville here at the Russ Belville Show. You know, we were just discussing this whole issue of hypocrisy, not only with Larry Craig, but also these family values Republicans who seem to be cherry-picking which one of the Republicans they're going to fight against. So to get the right-wing perspective, I've invited noted conservative author Mann Coulter to respond. Now, please note, this is Mann Coulter, not Ann Coulter, for whom he is frequently mistaken. It's easy to tell the difference because Mann Coulter has the smaller Adam's apple and smaller hands, and Ann Coulter is female. So Mann Coulter, welcome back to the Russ Belville Show. You know, family values conservatives like you have been screaming for the ouster of the married Senator Craig for not having sex for free with a man. So why aren't you family values types screaming for the ouster of the married Senator Vitter for having had paid sex with a woman?
My point the people will say to me now would
yes, that
what I'm talking about isn't that is very
it's very interesting. That's what I thought. Thank you, Mann Coulter, for tuning in. Yes, thanks for the call, man. Yeah. We got to go. Yeah, Mann Coulter, you know, her man's alter ego, Ann Coulter, the other day, this was a couple months ago also, was, you remember when she was talking about John Edwards and she kept using the F word to describe John Edwards? Not the four-letter F word, the six-letter F word, or... well, I guess a three-letter F word if you contract it. But anyway, yeah, she was using all these anti-gay slurs against John Edwards. What is it with the Republicans and their fear of this homosexuality? Could be they're just protesting a little too much, aren't they? Well, we've got that audio from Craig's press conference. We got it all chopped up and ready to go. We don't have enough time to do it in this segment because this is the short segment here. So coming up at the top of the hour, right after the news, we're going to be broadcasting an exclusive here on the Russ Belville Show, the Larry Craig press conference from Boise, Idaho, where he is retired effective September 30th from the Senate of the United States. And that's your answer right there as far as, you know, since Mann Coulter wouldn't give it to you. The answer for this whole family values thing is it was never about family values. It was about winning elections. If Vitter resigns, he would be replaced by a choice from the Democratic governor of Louisiana. If Craig resigns, he will be replaced by a choice from the Republican governor of Idaho. That's all it was ever about, winning elections. It has nothing to do with family values. It has nothing to do with conservative Christian principles. It all has to do with winning. They will do anything, they will say anything to win elections. I've got another story coming up in the next hour about what they're doing in California to try to cheat their way into the White House next year. This is Radical Russ. This is the Russ Belville Show. You can call in at 866-557-7377. Check us out at RadicalRuss.net or send me an email, RadicalRuss@gmail.com.
Attention progressive talk fans. The KPOJ store is open for business. If you're looking for a special gift for that progressive thinker on your list.
Well, no, that's real nice, partner.
Log on to 620kpoj.com and click on the hat.
Works like a charm.
The KPOJ store has t-shirts and polo shirts, hats, caps, and jackets, tote bags, coffee mugs, and even sports flasks.
I can drink it as long as you can pour it.
Prove that you're proud to be a progressive.
There'd be no need for him to lie about it.
Shop online at the KPOJ store from AM 620 KPOJ. AM 620 KPOJ believes in activism, and activism begins with you. Contact Senator Ron Wyden in Washington, D.C. at 1-202-224-5244 or in Oregon at 503-326-7525. Contact Senator Gordon Smith in Washington, D.C. at 1-202-224-3753 or in Oregon at 503-326-3386. With your help, we can make a difference. AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's progressive talk station. Find out about local events. 620kpoj.com.
Possible trouble brewing in the Eastern Caribbean. Tropical storm Felix has formed and is expected to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane by tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings are up for the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. Richard Knapp at the National Hurricane Center says it looks a lot like Dean.
The steering patterns are very similar for Felix as they were for Dean, and that should induce a fairly straight line of motion across the Caribbean Sea for Felix over the next several days.
The Hurricane Center says Felix could become a Category 3 by the middle of next week. In the Pacific, Tropical Storm Henrietta is dumping heavy rain on Acapulco. It's expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow, but is not expected to make landfall. In his weekly radio address, President Bush spoke about a modest set of proposals to deal with the alarming jump in mortgage defaults. Four winning tickets sold in four different states for last night's Mega Millions drawing.
Our first winning number tonight is 40. That's followed by
the jackpot worth about $330 million. The winning tickets sold in Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and Texas. This is ABC News. A new smallpox vaccine is ready to help protect 21st century populations. ABC's Luis Schiavone explains the renewed interest.
The Food and Drug Administration says it has approved a new vaccine against smallpox. Almost 40 years ago, routine vaccinations were phased out in the U.S. as the disease appeared to have been conquered. But with fears of bioterrorism, the FDA set out to restore the nation's supply of vaccines. This shot could be manufactured quickly if necessary. It's made by Acambus Incorporated of Cambridge, England and Cambridge, Massachusetts. Louise Schiavone, ABC News, Washington.
The Motion Picture Academy is suing to stop the public sale of two Academy Awards given to silent screen star Mary Pickford. The Academy says it has the right to buy the historic statuettes and one owned by her late husband for $10 each. An heir to the Oscars was said to have demanded $500,000 for one of the awards, an offer the Academy refused. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Here's the latest from the Northwest Radio News Network. Oregon taxpayers will get hefty refunds from the state when kicker checks are sent out in December. The average check will be between $300 and $600, the largest in state's history. Happy 150th birthday to Vancouver, USA.
We will have the biggest birthday party this city has ever had in Esther Short Park.
Mayor Royce Pollard said festivities continue until 10 o'clock tonight. That includes a rendition of Happy Birthday, a free slice of birthday cake for everyone, as well as music, a pie-eating contest, and a lot more. The aircraft carrier John C. Stennis back home in Bremerton, Washington. Thousands of cheering family members and friends of Stennis crew members greeted the huge U.S. Navy vessel on Friday. A government watchdog group urging investigation of a contractor at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation after soil contaminated with mercury was mistakenly dumped into a landfill there. There have been problems in the past at the Environmental Restoration Disposal Facility, a landfill that holds radioactive and hazardous chemical waste. I'm Steve Lindsley on the Northwest Radio News Network.
This is the Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star.
After the hour, welcome back to the Russ Belville Show. Oh, somebody's coming out today. That's right. Well, maybe not coming out, or at least coming out of the Senate. Right now, live press conference in Boise, Idaho. Larry Craig, a senator from Idaho, caught in the men's restroom soliciting an undercover cop for some illicit sex, is on the stage right now giving his speech. We've got our engineer, Ricky Champagne, is currently chopping it up so we can get it up on the site here and get it up here on the air. So give us just a few seconds while we get that all chopped up here. And I want to go to the idea here of this whole sting, because I've been reading a lot of the blogs, and some of the defenses I'm hearing, or at least some of the complaints I'm reading out there, have to do with, you know, whether or not this is a remnant of homophobia, these stings in airport bathrooms. I've read people saying that, well, we really seem to be, you know, up in arms about this illicit gay sex that's going on in men's rooms, but what about stamping it? Why is it there's so much focus on the gay sex and not focusing on the illicit sex that straight people are involved in surreptitiously? Well, first of all, is there such a system for straight people? I've been a straight guy all my life, and I don't seem to recall any place that I can go and just kind of tap my foot and have some girl anonymously come over and, you know, with no expectations, engage in some, well, you know, some fun, I guess. So it does seem to be something that is particular to the gay community in this particular instance. That's not to say that straight people don't have their little peccadilloes as well. And that's the thing about about our side here, about the progressive side, is we don't care. You know, what you want to do behind closed doors in the privacy of your own home is fine. The issue's not the gay sex. It's the public sex, okay? That's the problem. I mean, imagine you're flying through, you know, you got a connection in Minneapolis. You're traveling along with your 5-year-old boy. He's doing the pee-pee dance, you know? Yeah, parents out there, you know what I'm talking about. He's doing the pee-pee dance, and you got to run into some restroom to take him in. The last thing you want to do is run into some restroom, see 4 feet under a stall, hear all sorts of strange noises and bumping going on from behind the stall. That's the issue. And it's not like the Minneapolis Police Department, the airport police department there, was just doing this for fun. Like they just out of the blue decided they were going to go bust people, you know, trying to troll for gay sex here. The deal was they had had complaints. Apparently some men had been caught in the past, and the public had cried out about this and said, we got to do something about this. We can't have this public sex going on in the restrooms. That's the thing. This was not some sort of witch hunt against gay people. It's just it's a witch hunt against perversion, right? It's perverted to seek out sex in public places knowing that you could be caught. I mean, I don't care if you're gay, straight, you know, forward, backward. That's the way it is. You can't be, you know, doing it in public in front of the rest of us. That's the issue there. Now, the other issue involved here has to do with that, again, that Republican hypocrisy. You know, we turn to the case of David Vitter there, that Republican from Louisiana who, you know, he was caught, you know, in the D.C. Madam's book and been asserted that he's been visiting prostitutes. And there's some stories about his little strange straight peccadilloes as well. Silence from the GOP on that one. Yeah, we didn't hear any calls for Vitter to step down. In fact, when Vitter went and gave a speech in front of his Republican colleagues, they gave him an ovation for standing strong and staying in office, right? But boy, the minute they caught Larry Craig, the minute there was a hint of any sort of impropriety with Larry Craig, boy, the long knives came out. None of his family values buddies would stick by him. It was sad, right? Well, you know, this again gets down to the whole Republican issue. And please, 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 my non-existent supreme deity, please let this be the issue. Let this be the moment where the American people finally wake up and realize what these Republicans are all about. They're not about making America better. They're about making themselves better. They're about political power first and foremost. They will do anything to win. They will say anything to win. But once they win, it's every man for himself. It's you're on your own, buddy. That's the deal. And so maybe people will see this hypocrisy of them coming out against the gay marriage and coming out against gay rights and demonizing gay people. Maybe they'll finally realize that this whole family values thing has been a charade from day one. It's been a fallacy from day one. Maybe I shouldn't use that word either. The Craig conference apparently just ended. Just getting my note from Ricky Champagne here. We're going to have some audio here pretty soon. He's getting it all chopped up and ready to put into the old Cuisinart over here. We want to remind you also that we'll be taking your calls here at 866-5577-377. And the other thing here with the whole Larry Craig thing is he wanted to, you know, he was saying all sorts of things about being solicited, that somehow the cop had solicited him.
I'm not going to bring it in. You solicited me.
Yeah, you solicited me. But here's the thing, Larry. If you were just there innocently, then how would you know that you were being solicited for anything? I mean, most of the guys, I've been talking to people all week on this, and most of the guys I know, if we were in the restroom, you know, sitting on the restroom, and some guy from the other stall's foot came across and started tapping, we'd probably move our feet away, and we'd probably not know what's going on, right? And so, if you were busted for that, if the cop was taking you and doing an interview, you'd be saying, man, I didn't know what the heck was, you know, tapping my foot, man, I was listening to my iPod, you know? Any excuse, except for, you solicited me. I mean, that's a little bit of those, the little Freudian slip there, a little bit of his self-repressed, loathing self there, coming out there in his speech. And the other thing, too, I love the excuse. What was the other excuse he had that he was, oh, yeah, here it is. Let's check this one out here.
You're skipping some parts here, but what about your hand? What about it? I reached down my foot like this. There was a piece of paper on the floor. I picked it up.
That's the excuse that really, I love that one. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but when I go into a highly trafficked men's room in a public airport, I'm all about cleaning up stuff off the floor. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm sitting, oh, look, some litter. Let me pick up that litter. I'm certain there couldn't be anything biologically hazardous there. Yeah, so Larry Craig, the great restroom janitor. Yeah, so this story's just been, and I tell you, I couldn't be happier for this story. And a lot of people, another thing that I've been hearing is people that have been feeling sorry for Senator Craig. You know, I've been feeling sorry for him because this is tragic. You know, this man, this is the end of his political career for the most part. You know, 27 years in office and taken down by this scandal. But, you know, I don't feel sorry for Larry Craig, not one bit. This is the kind of man who has been demonizing gay people as part of his political agenda for 27 years now. And nowhere did this come back. And talk about demonizing, not just demonizing gay people. Let's take it bigger than that. Not just demonizing gay people, but also just demonizing anyone who supposedly violates his so-called family values creed. We need only set the Wayback Machine back to 1999. When Larry Craig was on Meet the Press and they were talking about the Clinton impeachment, and they were talking about how Bill Clinton, he engaged in these affairs and he lied under oath and he was a bad person for doing so. And Larry Craig just couldn't get enough of saying this about President Clinton.
You're a naughty boy, nasty, bad, naughty boy.
Yes, nasty, bad, naughty boy, right? Again, Freudian slips, you know. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. So, yeah, this Larry Craig thing's just been manna from heaven for me. I've been enjoying the heck out of it, and very nice of the senator to delay his retirement speech until today when I could cover it on my show. That was very nice of him. And speaking of that, when we come back from the break, we're going to have some of that audio from the Larry Craig press conference that just concluded, as well as your phone calls at 866-5577-377. I'm Radical Russ, and you're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
You're tuned to The Russ Belville Show, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Republican Senator Larry Craig says he will leave office at the end of the month in the wake of a restroom scandal.
It is with sadness and deep regret that I announce that it is my intent to resign from the Senate effective September 30th.
The senator had been under mounting pressure from Republicans and from many in his home state of Idaho. Part of the problem, a family values senator caught in a men's room sting operation. Patrick Salmon of the Log Cabin Republicans, which represents gay members of the GOP.
Voters don't have much patience for hypocrisy. Whether it's Senator Vitter or Senator Craig, voters want their political leaders living out the words that they speak.
Craig served in Congress for 27 years and was expected to announce this month that he would seek a fourth term in the Senate. The senator says he will fight to clear his name.